I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty lovers for beauty lovers. We are your hosts, the professional makeup artist, Harriet Hadfield.
Hi.
That's you. I made it sound a little bit like a Christmas
song. You did jazz hands as you came towards me. I was like, whoa.
Professional beauty makeup artist. And myself, unprofessional beauty lover, Lindsay Kell.
Just as special, just as wonderful.
Just as special just in as every you are sense special. Of the word. Because when I was a kid, that didn't mean like good. Do you know what I mean? Like, not special in a good way or special in a special yeah. way. Yeah. Anyway, we're
How's
here.
Things?
They're all right. How
trees up. Well, one of the trees
one
up.
One tree's up. Yeah. Second tree is in the office waiting to go up. Third tree is being purchased on Friday.
You're doing three trees?
Doing three trees.
Where's the third one going to go?
It's going in the corner of the living room.
Where's the second one going to go?
Office.
Oh, okay. All right, I respect that.
Right, it's just because, so we live in a bungalow
yeah.
and it's quite spread out.
Yeah, so you need Christmas all around.
See it. Yeah, like yeah. I can't see any Christmas in my office
yeah.
at all, and I'm not having that.
No.
Nonsense.
I think that is one thing that really drew me to you and is why our friendship, in addition to love of makeup, is why it's so serious, as we both have a very devout belief in Christmas.
Yeah, this is
and
a real thing that's happening.
We follow it very royally.
I mean, I've no interest in the religious side of it.
No, but I love Christmas.
But I like, believe in nothing like I believe in the power of Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, I've thing. Already got like the Christmas radio stations on in my car.
Yeah, me too.
And I love it.
Me too.
Love
I'm
it.
Just very, 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 very excited.
Very excited.
We're getting the big tree on Friday. Okay. But Jeff did relent to letting me put the secondary tree. Because I've had the secondary tree for ages because it was my Brooklyn tree when
love
I couldn't
it.
Have a real tree.
They're cute.
So we had it. I've had it with me for like years and years and just not been able to put it up for ages because we haven't had room.
Yeah.
Now there's room.
Now there's room.
This is why we moved. Jeff doesn't know it.
It's a three tree house
it's
now.
It's a three tree house. Yeah. We're now in a debate as to how big of a tree to get for the corner.
I mean, you can go for it. That's
well,
a high roof.
Because I looked at the trees we've had in the past.
They were quite tall, the ones
people who
had.
Were here for makeup content, I apologise.
We're yeah, getting to it. We're coming to it.
I looked because I ordered them online and then like went and got them because I bought. Yeah. I got a voucher from Gilt. Very exciting. You get a voucher for your tree. And
that's
the
bougie.
First year that I had it at Jeff's, at our old apartment that you would have seen, that one was 7 foot.
Wow.
And then last year I went down to 6 and I didn't think it was big enough.
No.
And this ceiling is considerably bigger than the old ceiling.
I think
season.
You've got room for at least 8 feet there, Lindsay.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what I've said.
Go big or go home.
Yeah. The thing is, I lied to Jeff about the size of the tree for the last 2 years.
So he's going to come home
so
with like a 10
he thinks
foot.
8 is, well, he thinks 8 is really big because he thinks what we've had before was like
I mean, 8
five
foot
and a
is
half.
Big. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
But I had 7 already. 7 wouldn't fill this corner.
Anyway.
Massive corner.
We're going to come back to makeup, but we still could talk about that all day give yeah. it, if you let us.
Do let us know how you feel about Christmas chat because
yeah.
there could be a lot more of it coming up. so if you're not keen, let us know. Holiday chat.
We'll put this on the 1st of December. Then
exactly.
you'll be all
There you
all
go.
Right.
And you'll be super festive. Right, Anderson? Anderson's come over to get involved because he loves the Christmas tree more than anything else
he
in the world.
He loves it.
We have got a packed episode.
Jam-packed. Oh, jam-packed. Jinx. Jinx. Do we still do Jinx?
I mean, no.
No. Okay. Carry on.
Mince pie filled.
We've got mince pies
we've got
in front
mince
of us.
Pies, but I'll shut up.
Happy days.
Yes, we've got loads to talk about. We've got new news. We've got obviously highlights of the week. And we've got an interview.
A really, really good interview, guys. We've been promising this for ages. We have Rowan from QMS Skincare, and she is giving all the tips.
She's
debunking
good.
Myths.
Yeah, she's out in these streets blowing up rumours.
She's blowing up the rumours left, right and centre.
She's just dropping truth bombs and smashing through walls of bullshit.
And we love her.
Oh, we love her so much.
Yeah.
And I love her outfit.
I can't wait for this
can't
episode,
that,
guys. I can't wait for you to hear this.
She's so chic. She had a nice pair of leather trues on that. She looked very chic. Anyway,
that's
you are
going
to hear that. That's coming up and that's to come. But before that, we've got some new news.
Dun, dun, dun. I just feel like I should have papers to shake.
Yeah, no, I like it. I'm like...
You go first, Lindsay, because okay. I feel like you've got more than I
okay,
have this
there
week.
There's a couple of bits and pieces coming up. I mean, a lot of it you'll already know about, but I'm interested to hear what mm-hmm. you think about it. Difficult Eyes. First thing I would like to chat about is, how do you feel, Difficult mm-hmm. Eyes Hadfield? Oh, Anderson has a feeling.
He's interested.
Is how do you feel about Kylie Jenner selling half of her business to Coty?
I did hear about this. I mean, it's a tough one, isn't it? Because does someone get into business because they love what they do, or they just want to make a lot of money? I don't know. Neither's wrong. Neither's right, neither's wrong. I love beauty, but I'd also like to make a lot of money.
I love money, though. Like, I love money. Because if I don't have money, I can't buy
Christmas trees.
Can't buy Christmas trees. Can't buy makeup. That's also it.
But to be honest, do I have an opinion on it? No.
Fair enough. Well,
that's about as far as I go with that.
So in case for listeners who don't know, or unlike Harry, just don't care, Kylie Jenner has sold a majority share of her business, 51% of Kylie Cosmetics, to Coty, which is like one of the big global players in cosmetics. It means she got $600 million cash dollars.
It's a lot of Christmas trees.
It's a lot of Christmas trees. And I feel like the Kardashians probably do a lot of Christmas trees. If you think three is a lot, I've got a feeling they've got more. Yeah, that means her cosmetics business is valued at $1.2 billion.
Woofty.
It just puts Austin Powers in perspective, doesn't it? Like $1.2 billion. It's only 4 years old. The line is only 4 years old. It's worth apparently 1.2. And yeah, this is going to be really interesting because it's not been a brand I've been especially interested in. I know.
No, I don't think I'm their target market.
Hugely popular. The products I've tried from it, I have liked. But I just find it to be, and presumably because it is actually manufactured by the same companies, but it's so comparable to a ColourPop product that I take issue with paying a premium for the name attached to it. I also feel like she does a lot of launches. Like there's a lot of turnover of product, which gives an illusion of... It's one of those brands that really trades in FOMO.
Yeah.
For me, which I don't love.
No.
Like I don't like that about a brand. And I think because she has such a big turnover of collections, they sell out and then everyone gets a bit mega FOMO and they buy because they're scared they're not going to be able to get it. But then there'll be another collection 2 weeks later.
That's it.
Which I know ColourPop does as well, but ColourPop does it at a much lower price.
Yes, it's much more affordable.
Yeah. So the things I've used, I've liked. I did try the lip kits and I didn't like those. When she first started the lip kits, they were very, very drying and that is not my jam. But it's really interesting. She went into Ulta this year or last year? This year, I think. Select products into Ulta. So this is really interesting to see how this will expand globally.
Yeah.
And she'll be in store
I definitely
now.
Feel like I could admire what she's done from a business perspective.
Totally.
Like
as a businesswoman.
As a businesswoman, she's kicking ass.
Devil works hard because Jenna works harder.
10 points to her. Like, she's doing amazing in that
she
sense.
She doesn't need 10 points. She's got 600 million.
We all like points, Lindsay. Points mean prizes.
Do you know what else means prizes? $600 million in
you can
cash.
Buy all the prizes. I just think I'm probably not the target market. And whilst I've seen palettes and thought, they look really nice, I feel like I can find just as good and quite similar pieces by brands like the Zoeva palettes. I feel like their eyeshadow palettes, like the Coco Mirage and things like that, are really nice.
Love.
Again, the ColourPop ones are so similar that I kind of find it hard to see a need for them, I think, in my pro kit or for myself. And like you said, I think the hype around them was so much because of who she is that I was kind of like, I can see why lots of people are going to go for it. It's probably just not the kind of launch that's going to get me super excited. But well done to her for making some sweet moolah.
And if you're looking for somewhere to invest that cash,
it's a good time.
Now is a great time to talk to your two good friends at Full Coverage who are looking to purchase more Christmas trees. Anyway, what else have you got? What you got?
Okay, so let me get my card. So this is a new brand, I believe. At least it was sent to me in PR. So, and there wasn't a ton of information. It's called, I'm probably going to say it wrong, Abuna.
I like it.
Abuna Serum Series. It is 4 hero serums. Created to offer the ultimate in anti-aging prevention and protection. So their whole kind of selling point is that it features antibody technology fused with carefully curated active ingredients to target specific skincare concerns. So it's literally just serums, just 4 serums. It's the 7 free. So they're saying there's no harmful preservatives, color additives, highly processed chemicals, etc. And it says that the serums are all suitable for sensitive skin. Now, I think you have to buy directly from their site because they're more of like a spa product from what I understand. So it seems like the place is stocking them more kind of the spa territory. Online, they, like I said, they have the four serums. The packaging's gorgeous. There is one that is a renewal sleep serum, one that is a brighten glow serum, and then there is Resist, which is anti-pollution serum, and Drench, which is intensive hydration serum. So we've said before a lot of the time, we love a serum. If there's something we're going to spend money on, it is a serum.
It's your actives.
I like the idea that these can be combined. You can mix them, but you can also kind of curate whatever your skin needs on a given day. They are pretty pricey. Looking on the website, it seems like the price is around like the $180 mark. So this is some serious skincare. If you can get testers, I'm not sure if you can. If I don't know if there's any free samples you can try online, I definitely recommend doing that first. Looks really lovely. But at this point, it's just new news. So I'll let you know once I've tried them. It's just new news.
It's just new news.
I'll get right back to you. BRB.
I think anti-pollution is like, we've seen that growing over the last year, the last couple of years.
Very much trending in skincare at the minute.
QMS, which you know we'll talk about later, they've got an anti-pollution product coming out, which I don't think Ronan and I talked a lot about, but they've got that coming. It's going to be such a big thing for our skins going forward, especially relevant to those of us that live in the cities.
Yes.
Where the air is filthy.
Yes.
I have got a new news that you'll want to talk about.
Oh, is it a planner?
In case you didn't know this, Harry is only interested in planners now.
I love planners. I love makeup too. I like planning makeup.
Tell us about your planner Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I mean, it's for lols. I basically...
it's very serious.
I mean, it is serious, but it's also for lols. So basically, I have now created a planner account, which is Harry Plans It Out.
I see what you've done there.
Do you know what? A subscriber came up with that and I was like, I'll have that. I'll take that. Yeah, you've done the work for me.
Love when that happens.
And yeah, just my love to agendas and stationery and all things leather, small leather goods.
That wasn't the new news I was thinking of.
That wasn't the new news. Go
I
on.
Love that it is new news. Yeah. And I also enjoy stationery and a small leather good. Although I can't get down with planners because it's too much pressure.
Oh, let me get it all sorted for you.
Want to, but it's like so much pressure if I don't, because I operate
Lindsay,
on a level.
Undated.
Yeah, no,
all you need is undated inserts and then it changes the game.
I operate on a level where if I haven't filled it in, like I can't breathe.
Undated inserts, changes the game. Okay. We'll come back to that another time.
We'll come back to that.
Yeah.
What we're going to talk about right now is the new skincare launch from Victoria Beckham Beauty.
I'm
going to say this as they have told us to say it. Cell Rejuvenating Priming Moisturiser from Victoria Beckham by Augustinus Bader.
Well, his moisturiser, his original moisturiser, is incredibly famous in the makeup artist industry. Like lots of colleagues I have love it. I haven't got around to trying it actually, and I know it's very, very pricey.
It's
not inexpensive. And while this isn't inexpensive, I think this is more affordable than his one, I believe.
Yes, this in the Americas, I believe it's $145 for 50 mils.
Yes. Which, again, if we're going skincare, you know, luxury skincare route, I think
definitely luxury.
I mean,
luxury
with
skincare.
His name behind that, I like that she's taking it seriously.
Yes.
I feel like if I was going to pay that kind of price, I love that she's actually gone about collaborating with someone who is a professional, who is an expert in his area. I'm kind of excited to try it, Lindsay.
His regular moisturiser, would you like to know
how
much
it is? Is it 600?
It's 265 for 50 mils.
I thought it was 600.
Well, let me see.
Maybe that's the bigger price, bigger size.
50 mils is 265. You can get 15 mils for $85.
Wowzer.
30 mils for 170 or 265 for 50 mils. So, yeah, he is not dicking about.
No, it's a cult celebrity favourite. I know that. I know a lot of my clients love it and a lot of them use it on themselves. So I am familiar with it. I've heard amazing things about it, but this makes me excited that it's a little bit less in price with the Victoria Beckham collaboration.
Because I kind of just expected, which is really petty and childish of me, for her to knock off the Morning Aura primer that she did with
what was going to happen at first, which I still love, so.
And I was like, well, I won't be mad because that packaging is still dream packaging to me.
The new packaging's lovely
and
too,
And then
though.
I saw the new packaging, which is the beautiful tortoiseshell effect that she's done, the black glass and tortoiseshell, brownish black. So I'm not upset about the packaging. I don't think this is quite as sparkly. Not Morning Aura wasn't sparkly, but it had glow.
Had more of a gleam
in it.
Yes.
Like a shimmery pigment in there.
I think I've seen her in videos saying with this you can still do the tapping it on top of your base for a more glowy finish.
Yeah.
But I don't think, from what I've heard, there's shimmer in it.
No,
so.
I think it's there's a lot. I think there is like a...
like light reflection
blur
almost.
Technology
blur technology.
There. Yeah, but I don't think it's like quite so shimmery.
Glowy,
But... Wowzers, that's some pennies.
I want to try it though, Lindsay. I'm a sucker for her stuff. I really feel like it's funny when we were talking about the Kylie thing. I feel like I'm so much more drawn to
not quite so much Kylie Jenner,
but I'll take some Victorian
$20 palette. Yeah, I'll take the $265 Me and you both, babes. Yeah. That's why Kylie would like to invest in our makeup obsession. I know it doesn't make sense, people, but trust me, just follow me through this.
I like what I like.
So yes, there's a very clear plan in my head. Other than that, I've got a couple of other things I want to talk about, if that's all right with you guys. So I have been on palette overload a little bit.
It happens.
A little bit like a lot of palettes, but there's two that I do want to talk about.
I sensed a butt coming.
Yeah, obviously. Because the thing is, like, I just can't bear these giant palettes. In my head, I'm like, I can't bear these giant palettes that come out at Christmas that have 18,000 shades in them. Not even the one that you're looking at right now. Another one.
God.
But that we'll get to that. You know when it's Christmas and I feel like Too Faced and Tarte and that kind of brand do the giant, giant palettes.
Yes.
And I used to always buy them and I used to always be disappointed in the quality and the pigment, and they were always powdery and it annoyed me. So I stopped buying them and I was like, no more giant palettes for Lindsay. These are silly. And then I saw the ColourPop Bare Necessities palette. So I don't know if you've seen this one yet. Difficult.
I think I have seen this, actually.
Oh,
she's Googling. Hang on. She's
making a noise. So it is a very, very, very large 30 shades palette from ColourPop. It's coming out on November 28th. So prepare thyself. And it's on ColourPop.com. And it is a nude-toned mega palette, which you can see that I'm showing. It's difficult.
This is very in the Morphe field.
It is. Morphe, well, because it's 30 shades, it's a lot. But it's ColourPop pigment, obviously, and which I prefer more to Morphe, usually, generally speaking. Anderson agrees. Nope, he doesn't. He does. Oh, he's found a fly. Anyway, so to me, it looks like the giant baby daddy of the Fame palette that I loved so much.
Yeah.
And they've discontinued the Fame palette.
So you've got
one. Which
is
obscene. So all I'm saying is, if you never got your mitts on the Fame palette, you could take a little look at the Bare Necessities Mega palette. I mean, 30 shades is a lot, but it's also going to cover many bases. You know? I feel like you've got that, then you've got it.
But then, do you know what, Lindsay? I'm looking. How much was that one again?
I don't know, because it's not out yet.
Well, see, I'm on ColourPop's website right now, and I'm just thinking what Lindsay's saying, and I'm hearing her, and I'm listening, and I'm really, like, putting her story first and thinking, okay, how can I help? And I just saw this, which says, is this real life? It's a Super Shock Shadow Vault that's currently $79 instead of $99. Look at it.
Oh, I've seen that.
Buy that.
No, because see, what Harry showed me is a lot of very, very bright colours, and what I'm showing.
No, but there's not this.
Harry,
there's like cranberries in there and browns and
neons.
Coppers.
And I'm not
there is
wear
neons,
them.
But there's
whereas
also
this look, beautiful cool collection that of neutrals, cool tone neutrals, is literally my jam. I mean, if I could create a jam, but it's because you're a makeup artist and I'm a dickhead that just slaps stuff on her face with her fingers. Like, that literally is where we differ.
No, but you're very good at your makeup, thank you, please.
I've got better. I will accept that. But this is definitely my safer wheelhouse. I mean, it's very, very pretty.
It's very practical.
It's very practical. It's very pretty. It would make an excellent Christmas gift,
I feel
like.
It's like a nice missionary position.
It gets the job done. You know, it's not that exciting, but once in a while you're going to go, oh,
this works.
This works. And it gets the job done when you don't want to have a lot of time to make
a lot
of decisions.
That's what it is.
It's perfect.
So
you had to take it there, didn't you?
I know, I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. That would be really good.
I do think it would make a great Christmas present if you have a beauty-loving friend and you're not entirely sure what they want, or they're just getting into eyes.
If they've not already... My only worry would be if they're already makeup lover, they're going to have something similar to this. That's all I'm saying. I'm playing devil's advocate.
You're right, but then I feel like also if you love it that much, you're just going to be like, gimme.
To be fair, if it was browns, I'd be all over it.
It's a lot of browns. It's a lot of browns.
It's more cool tone though, like more
mauvey. The top shades are very cool tones, but then you go down into the browns. Starts up in the cool taupey colours and then you go down into the brown. fucked up. And then the other palette I wanted to give a shout out to is, we talked about this when it was just new news and it was just being announced. This is a full McMandy.
This is a full McMandy.
A full McMandy. The Bobbi Brown's Luxe Gems eyeshadow palette. This is bonkers. This is beautiful.
This is like, you could just open this and look at it all day. That will be pretty.
Christmas Day and I'm done.
That's geometric art.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely stunning. It's a six shade palette, heavy on the browns, which, you know.
Oh, I mean, that is wearable, but also fun. It's
so perfect. Oh. I think it's so great for holiday because it's got enough sparkle in it to make it Christmas-tastic. There's sort of a nudie toned silvery champagne colour that's so pretty, and then a yellowish gold.
Oh, I love that, like the pinkier, like duochrome.
Yeah. And then there's a duochrome blue pink as well, which is just stunning. And like the pigment on that is insane.
That is insane with one swatch. The other four
shades are browns. There's sort of a pale terracotta matte. There's a duochrome brownie plummy purple, a matte dark chocolate brown, and then this really pretty shimmery taupey brown.
I think the matte colours they've given you in that are really good. I feel like that's what's so good about it. Yeah. The mattes are amazing too. Yeah. And I feel like you're going to get...
Because the mattes are so workable.
Oh, so good. And just like, they always feel like creamy. So good.
And you can do, like, you could easily put in a little bit of crease colour, a bit of under eye to get your definition with those mattes, and then...
I wonder if you could even wet that and use it as like a liner, because I feel like they're that pigmented.
Because you can with the Luxe individual shadows, the Luxe eyeshadows. And there's a couple of these out in this collection as too, the new Luxe eyeshadows in Rich Gemstone shades. There's Rich Gemstone. There is another one that I can't remember the name of. Rich Gemstone is sort of the very similar iridescent peachy nude. Yeah. And then there's the Sapphire, Royal Sapphire. And this...
That's special. Oof.
If you had to buy a single...
Yeah, that's a really special piece.
This is such a special shade. It is the most beautiful jewel-toned sapphire blue.
Stunning.
With just the right amount of shimmer in it. And the pigment in it is ridiculous. And I will say about all these, the palette is the same. And so often a palette version of a single... is a little bit disappointing, but these, I mean, even on my fingertips where I've already swiped them.
We need to photograph that, Lindsay, in a minute.
I wipe it on the floor like a scumbag, like I usually might. And then Jeff would say, what is that? And I'm like, shut up, Jeff. I'm gross. But that is beautiful. And that really would make an incredible present to yourself.
Well, even the singles, I feel like they look really luxe. They've definitely got that feeling of like being something cute to open.
Yeah.
There's a mirror inside them, even in the singles, which is nice. Because like,
that blue, you could totally do that with your finger and then just blend out the edges and really it would look amazing. Beautiful. I just love it. It really reminds me of that famous Victoria Beckham blue eye.
Yes. I really love it. And it's definitely more like that kind of sapphire jewel tone, which I think especially in like dim evening light will look really beautiful.
I love it. There's also a couple of lips, but I'm like, whatever.
it's all about the eyes.
Lips. And I do like, I really like the Bobbi Brown Luxe lips. The Luxe lipsticks. And they've got a dual formula. It's got the sparkle on the outside, the sparkle spray that we've seen from a few brands.
Yes.
But the difference with this is I love the formula underneath the sparkle.
Yes, so you're going to wear it.
So I'm not mad about it. Loves it. And so that's on the palettes. We have one more palette we're going to talk about, but... It's not really news. but there was the one other thing I wanted to mention, just because I'm curious. Jaclyn Hill is back in the makeup game. She's back again. After the Morphe eyeshadow palette and lipstick debacle. Yes. She's back with highlighters.
Oh, so this is where she started, really.
Right? She's gone back to where it begins. That's also a song. So there's 5 luminous face powders, 2 highlighter palettes, and 5 loose powder highlighters. 3 brushes as well, but I'm always like... All between $20 and $49 when they launch. Okay. All the prices. The thing I'm most interested in, for me, she says, dropping her phone, apologies, is this cream palette, cream highlighter palette.
Creams?
Yes. It kind of looks like a hybrid of an RMS and a Kaja Vice.
Yes.
Kaja,
like
Kaja?
I think I say Kaja Vice.
you know what we mean, you guys. It looks like a hybrid of those two brands, packaging-wise, and the way the
nice
shades are laid out.
Nice and streamlined.
There's 2 variations. There's a cool-toned and a warm-toned. And gotta say, they look really sexy. Mm. They look really, really sexy. And
we love a cream.
Even though in my heart, I'm a bit like, oh, do I want to do this? Because... the reputation before has gone poorly.
All I think is you have to say, well, if it went that badly first time, surely that would give someone enough, kind of gusto to be like, let's not get it wrong this time.
But she did, because the Morphe ones went badly wrong. And then the lipsticks went badly wrong. I'm wiping off some of this eyeshadow on the insides of my pajama trousers. I am a monster. But I want to get my mitts in this other palette. So, yeah, I'm like, you've had two chances, and both of those chances went quite badly. Although you got the Morphe palettes and yours were okay.
Mine were fine. I did buy the Jaclyn Hill ones, actually, the ones where it was like you bought the vault. The vault. So it was the ones with the white and silver palettes, and they were actually quite small, but there was four of them. Not small, but more like the size of kind of like a naked palette, like, or something.
Like Morphe is often
Yes,
huge
not like
palette.
The massive ones. And I thought the quality was great. And I actually really liked the colours she chose as well for that. Yeah. It was some really nice like kind of mustard hues, some really nice kind of burnt mossy greens, like some really nice colours that were definitely colours I hadn't seen elsewhere before.
Yeah. Interesting.
Interesting.
So, I mean, I am very interested in that highlighter palette, even though I wear less and less highlighter every day.
Your skin is glowing today, Lindsay. You said you've got no makeup on now.
Just got my skincare.
It's crazy.
Just this girl and her skincare. We've got to talk about it.
Yeah.
It is literally, it's not literally because it's not an elephant, but it's an elephant in the room. It sat staring at us. A package was just delivered to me right before
Harry arrived. Looks like a Dalek.
It looks like a Dalek. It is an eyeshadow palette. It's an eyeshadow palette that's been quite in demand. And it is the Jeffree Star Shane Dawson Conspiracy Palette. Now, I know quite a lot of our listeners are not keen. Don't blame you. We are journalists-ish.
That should be our tagline, beauty journalists-ish.
And we were asked, so we answered, and we got this, and we're going to check it out, and we'll report back another time when we've had proper time to play with it.
This is like first impressions, isn't it?
This is first impressions of the Jeffree Star Shane Dawson. Yeah, she's coming in closer. Conspiracy palette. So I will say the first thing to say is the packaging is stunning. And if you're a fan, if you watch
like
the YouTube series,
or
you're a fan of either guy, I don't think you'll be disappointed. The outer packaging is a really cool black and white sleeve with gold embossed writing on it. And then the actual palette itself is insane. It's like
a plastic, or is it?
It's like a cardboard plastic hybrid. The bottom,
it feels quite solid.
Yeah, it feels very weighty. Solid.
Yeah.
In the way that the blood sugar
felt very solid. Yes, it's got that nice, like, high quality.
It feels very high quality. It feels like this was not inexpensive to make. It's got an inlaid, like, plastic insignia. Is it plastic? Yeah, insignia on the top, or at least coated. It's, I mean, it's epic. If this is your jam, you're not disappointed. It's got little black metal clasps that hold it closed, just like the blood sugar palette had on the red one. And then when you open it up,
wowzers. It's...
Yeah, that's kind of amazing.
Wowzers.
It's got a really big, nice mirror in it, so you can see to do your makeup. Is it going to fold all the way back?
Ooh, it goes like slow release,
It goes slow release, but I think that's because it's new. That would be my first concern, is that it is cardboard and that is held on with cardboard, and I feel like that could come off.
It looks double...
It's doubled on, like, it's safe, but I feel like with, like, extended use...
Yes,
that could come
up
off
against the wall.
Yeah, I wouldn't let it go all the way back necessarily, like I just did. but then we're getting onto the actual shades. Oh, my God, this is... I think this is really beautiful.
Yeah.
It is, she says, counting, because I did watch the YouTube show, and yeah, still. It's 18 shades. There's a lot in here. Each of the shades is embossed, as debossed, actually. It's been printed with a logo. There's the Jeffree Star logo on a couple.
It's like an advent calendar.
It does look like
an eyeshadow advent calendar.
Yeah, there's a piggy. It's all things that are like associated with Jeffree and Shane. I'm sure anyone who's still listening to us talking about this knows who they are and probably watched the YouTube show. But I quite want a lot of them on my face immediately.
I'm interested in this nice, hot, kind of like chili pepper, sort of like pink
flaming
red.
Flaming hot, the pinkish red.
Yeah, that looks amazing.
I'm very interested in sleep paralysis, which is sort of a taupey shade. It's got like a lilac reflect almost.
Yeah, I mean, the quality.
Yeah, I mean,
the
pigment
is amazing.
Bonkers. And also the spiraling, I think, is really pretty, which is a really interesting looking sort of moth dark brown.
I have to say, whatever you think of like Jeffree Star or YouTubers, I feel like he has made some fantastic products that I see so many makeup artist colleagues using, because the quality is there. Like, it really
is.
It's
insane. And that's the... I was talking to a friend about this in London who... She does not like Jeffree Star as a person. She doesn't prefer to use his products, but she has a daughter who absolutely is obsessed with him and his product. And I totally get both sides of it. I fully understand. But just from a purely product perspective, he is doing something that I don't think anyone else is, in that he is putting all of his own money. He came with no money.
Yeah.
He is putting all of his money where his mouth is on his products. The fact that, I mean, when you take aside, even taking aside the insane packaging and the beautiful attention to detail on the shipping container and on the outer sleeve. Take it by, just go down to just the brass tacks of what the eyeshadows are. Even like he's painted deboss on every shade, everything, every element.
It's
of
the
it
details.
Is,
yeah,
the detail of it is insane. And then the powders themselves, the pigments are beautiful. Yeah. They are buttery smooth. They are interesting colors. Yeah. It's not something you've seen before. I talked a couple of weeks ago about the new Tatty palette that she's brought out. And it just, like, when you take it out of its packaging, it's just look. It just looks like any other palette. And it was so disappointing. The thing I do really respect about the things that Jeffrey puts out, work-wise, is how much attention to detail, how this does not come from any other brand but Jeffree Star.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that a lot of people could stand to learn from.
Definitely.
With Kylie, same thing. If you chop off the top of the packet, can you tell where it's from?
Yes.
And I think that's a lot of influencer-owned brands.
Definitely.
I know where it's from if I take off the branding? Yeah.
Well, I think that's quite a good way, like sort of rule of thumb, really, people should be thinking about when they're making products now is like, can you tell it's yours? Can you tell like, what's special about it?
Yeah. If you want the face of this, what's the reason for me to own it?
Yeah.
And the reason for me to own this is these shades are amazing.
Yeah, I want it now.
Yeah, sorry. He's got a Black Friday sale coming up, I understand, so check that out. I mean, everyone
I
has.
Probably would have to decant it, which I know will make lots of people really crazy, but that's just because that box is very...
No, it's ridiculous.
It's a beast.
It's ridiculous. It's
and
like,
in my suitcase, I'd be scared of destroying it, so I think I would decant it.
Still not actually as heavy as a Pat McGrath.
No.
Even though it is twice
nothing's
as heavier
than a Pat McGrath.
But it's nowhere near as heavy as a Pat McGrath.
No, it's literally not. Yeah. It's crazy.
But it is stunning, but I am already, like, that's taking up three pallets worth of space in my drawer, and I'm very anxious about it.
Hefty piece.
But it's kind of amazing. So it for is. Anyone who was wondering, and I don't really know what the cats are doing, but they're making noises.
Sounds like he's wrapping a present in there.
It does sound like he's wrapping a present. That's slightly unnerving because there aren't any presents.
Like, oh, no, he's not gotten the chicken, has he?
No, the chicken's
you
in
had
the fridge.
To think about
I really
it,
have to think about it because I'm like, oh my God, Anderson's eaten an entire chicken. That's it. So we're going to take a break now.
Yes.
And then we're going to listen to my chat with Rowan Hawthorne-East.
Yes, I
which
can't
I
wait
checked
for this.
How to pronounce because I am a commoner and didn't know how. And she is delightful and informed me. But yes, that's coming up. I hope you enjoy it. I hope she answers a lot of your questions that you had about QMS and what that is as a brand and just skincare in general.
Yes.
She answered all mine literally because that's what it was for.
Yeah, that is the main privilege of this podcast.
It really
is. Get
really,
our beauty
really
needs
is.
Met.
So we're going to list that now and we will be right back after this.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So I always say that this is a very exciting guest. Every week I'm like, this is a very exciting guest. But this time, you are a very exciting guest. Because anyone who's listened to this podcast in the last sort of 3 months is going to know that Harry and I have been waxing lyrical about the witchcraft that we've been putting on our skin. So you'll all be pleased to know we have with us today from QMS Medi Cosmetics, and I said that looking at it, so I got it right. We have Rowan Hawthorne-East, who's our head educator lead witch.
Yes.
That's a nice witch. I don't mean like, you know, like Glinda the good witch.
The white witch.
Yes, there you go. Yeah. So I can like literally just walk in and call you a witch. Anyway, so we would love, because we have been telling all of our listeners how much we love QMS, which I know you know.
It's a good one.
And I've just told the guys here this, but I swear on my cat's life, I just walked out of a hotel in London and saw someone I used to work with, like, 10 years ago, minimum 10 years ago. And the first thing she said, she's like, oh my God, look at your skin, you're glowing. And I was like, I'm just about to meet the lady who's responsible.
Your skin is glowing.
It is glowing, really though.
Good.
And this is what I'm using, and it's crazy. And
I still get shocked. I'm still like, oh, this is awesome. Your skin looks amazing.
I just think after I'm 39, I've been in beauty one way or another for more than 15 years now. I've never had a product that has been as transformative as quickly as this has. So before we get to that part, hashtag not sponsored, I'm like forced to say, we would love for you to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you got into beauty.
Yeah, well, I got into beauty very young. Before I got into beauty, I was not into beauty. My mum would say that I pretty much smelled like a goat most of the time.
Nice. Goats are very on trend.
I was a little feral child. I grew up by the beach, in the sea, in the mud a lot. And then we had a family friend that had breast cancer. And I used to paint her nails and massage her feet and things. And I just thought, wow, if I can do this small thing to make someone... At that time, she felt like a woman and she felt amazing. If I can do this for the rest of my life, then that's something that I want to do.
Yeah.
I'm into that. So from 16, 17, I went to beauty school. Didn't drop out.
But do you feel obliged to sing the song all the time?
Yeah. from beauty school, I worked for a little bit in a local area. And then I went travelling. So I've worked globally. I've worked in Bermuda for 3 years. I worked in New Zealand, the French Alps, Greece. All over. Kind of just getting a bit of the lay of the land in the industry and seeing what's out there, seeing directions that I could take it. And then I really got into skincare when I was in Bermuda. And moved back to London and just wanted to work with a brand that I knew was very efficacious and that I could learn a lot about ingredients.
And that's when I met QMS. Interesting. I've never thought about that as it being a career that can take you all over the world, but of course.
Yeah really, really easily. From cruise ships and things to, working in health clinics, health spas, lots of different areas. You can travel very, very easily, and it's the biggest growing industry in the world at the moment. So there's therapists are sought after all over the world. Good therapists, we need them.
That's a call out, people. We get a lot of questions about how to get into the industry, so that's good insider tip. Be prepared to travel.
Do it young. Get a lot under your belt and see where you want to take it. Like, you can go holistically. Mm-hmm. You can go... I went more down the kind of science side.
Yeah.
But there's so many different ways you can take it. And then you can go into, like, marketing. Lots of different ways.
Yeah, wow. What was it about skincare in particular that got you excited?
Mainly, I was really into the science. Yeah. I was really into the ingredients and what that meant, what I could do to the skin with ingredients.
Yeah.
I found it fascinating, and I still do. I like to know about new ingredients and what they're doing. I'm really into polyhydroxy acids at the moment.
They're so hot right now. They're so Zoolander.
The industry's growing all the time, and there's new science coming out all the time, new ways of looking at the skin. I find that completely fascinating.
Yeah. So I feel like this is going to answer a lot of my next questions, but why QMS and tell us about QMS? Because I think a lot of our listeners will still be only just learning about it.
Yeah. So the reason that I started working with QMS, it was a small niche brand. I didn't want to feel like I was kind of just a cog in a machine, which you can do, which is also amazing at some point in your life as well. It's good to kind of go through that. But I wanted to work for a smaller brand and really get a feel of, what it is to be in a smaller industry.
Yeah.
And QMS stood out because they had quite a fixed way of treating and looking at the skin. We always look at the cause and not the symptoms when we treat the skin.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have combination skin or If you're more on the oily side, then I look at reasons why your skin is creating that oil to calm that through. Yeah. So we look in a way of retraining the skin rather than just, okay, let's take that oil away from your skin every day. That's not going to fix the issue.
Yeah.
And so QMS stands for Quality Medical System. So it is a system. We use different products and they all fit together nicely. You can use it in conjunction with other brands, which mm-hmm. is also what I really like.
Yeah.
But I tend to give tips on how yes. to help fit that into your routine as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So without wanting to go into every single product, because I will do that later, please explain every product to me. I got a lot of questions primarily around the collagen serums, which I know both I have tried and Harry has tried. And Harry and I both have really different skin. There's 6 years between us in age. So I'm 39, I'm nearly 40. She's much closer to her 30s. Like, we both have different complaints. We both want different stuff out of our skincare, but we both loved the collagen serums and the collagen system that you prescribed for us when we saw you in LA. Mm-hmm. We all know about collagen in our skin, like, in our skin.
Yeah.
How does it work topically?
So we work with collagen. So we use bovine collagen. And that is how we get such incredible results with wound healing as well. Mm-hmm. We use it so that it is a protector for the skin. We work with bovine collagen because it's the most recognizable for your skin. So it's 97% skin identical, which just means that when you apply it, the skin knows exactly what to do with it.
Yeah.
So there's no kind of downtime in figuring out what the skin needs from it.
Mm-hmm.
Within the serum also, there's 3 molecular weights of hyaluronic acid. Now, at the moment, hyaluronic acid is everywhere in the industry. It's an incredible ingredient. But the molecular weight of it is what depends on how deep it's absorbing into the skin.
Okay.
And we do want a big molecular weight. That's awesome because we want to have that nice, plumped, glowing skin. But we also want to feed lower in the skin so that you have a more long-lasting result with that as well.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you can answer the science questions, which I cannot. And just on the subject of collagen, such a big thing right now as an ingestible.
Yeah.
As a supplement, do you... Oh, I was just about to say, do you recommend that? And then you pushed one towards me. Harry's really good at her collagen supplements, and I have been really bad because I don't like mixing a powder into water and then messing around. Yeah. But do I need to, and should I?
I do work with the skin internally.
Yeah.
So if you... We can't have them in America.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so sorry, American listeners, earmuffs. It's fine.
I couldn't bring them when I first saw you guys. Mm-hmm. So within our collagen, our intravital, our vitamins, we have the bovine collagen, which again is healing the body from within.
Yeah.
And we also have ingredients like niacin, which calms the body. We have OPC, biotin. These are all like anti-free radicals that protect the skin from within.
Yeah.
So for me, skincare does start from within, how you're feeding your body. Unfortunately, the skin is always just kind of a mirror of what's going on the inside.
Yeah.
I always say it should be the soles of your feet because you can cover it a lot easier. But it's not. It's our face.
Yeah.
We see our tiredness. We see our lymphatic system. We see digestion. So it's always really important that we have a healthy gut.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't put too much inflammation on the gut. I work with our vitamins are... I don't know if we can...
Nope. No, this is a constant chore. No, honestly, the amount of time we've wasted on this podcast where I'm going like, Harry, just talk while I open this bottle. So please, listeners, so Rowan is opening a bottle whilst holding her microphone. So it's very impressive. I can see. So it's capsules.
So actually it's quite good that you have vitamins in a capsule form.
Okay.
Because when you eat food, your stomach acid is there to break down your food for your intestines to absorb the vitamins.
Yes.
So if you put a pure vitamin into your stomach, then a lot of that can be destroyed in your stomach acid.
Okay.
So it's nice that you have a vitamin that has the capsule form that has a nice little protection on it so that it protects the vitamins from...
You've thought of everything.
Aha, yes.
It's very impressive.
Yeah, you make the most out of the collagen from our vitamins.
Okay, well, then I will apologise to Harry and I will say we do need to eat collagen as well as put it on our faces. So the next question I really wanted to speak to you about, and I know this is something you and Harry talked about and she was very keen to get you to talk about this more, is something that is just coming up time and time and time and time and time and time again now, and that is the concept of clean beauty. Yeah. Now, I have been, I'm not going to say rude, but it's one that gets my goat because it doesn't mean anything. Clean beauty doesn't mean anything. Like, what is your take on the myth of clean beauty? What's being said right now? How it's affecting customers? How it's affecting our skin? And how people should treat the concept?
Clean beauty, is always a tricky one. I think really, when you're looking, I don't like to talk. How do I say bad about any product brands? I think if you
that's
want
for
to
me
have,
to do. You're being very. You're here to be very polite and civil.
clean beauty should be for me about having precise products, bespoke for your skin. I think that if you research in a way that you want to treat your skin, so be that naturally. If you want to do that naturally, then look for the best possible brand. Go to see a therapist, I think is the first thing as well, and have your skin prescribed from a therapist. But for me, clean beauty
you're trying to be really nice. I don't have to be as nice. And we've talked about this so much, and we've said we're going to get an expert on, but we've talked to so many people, and no one seems to, everyone obviously wants to sell their product, and that makes sense because we're talking to people from product lines, but it's quite difficult when they can't quantify what clean means. Now, we've worked with other brands where their version of clean is sustainable, and we love that because it's like, of course, sustainability and ethical business practice when it comes to environment is very important to a lot of people right now. It should be.
Yeah.
That's great. But I think there's such a problem with scaremongering with people when they're saying certain ingredients are dangerous, or we don't use this ingredient, and it's actually an ingredient that is blanket not used across the industry, and they've made that their sales tactic. And I don't like it when brands try and scare consumers into using their product.
Yeah, definitely. And for me, like, I'm here to educate on why to use these products, why to use QMS. I'm here to educate on why we use these ingredients specifically.
Yeah.
I actually don't work in a way that I'm going to persuade you to use these products.
You were very straightforward with me, because I said I'm using a vitamin E and a retinol that I really like, a vitamin C, sorry, and a retinol, and you were like, great, use it after the collagen, and I've cocktailed, and it's been amazing.
Yeah.
If anything, it's improved the efficaciousness of those. Efficaciousness? Efficacy? I don't know. Efficacity or efficaciousness or all of them. Yeah. I'm a writer. Hi, my name is Lindsay and I work with words. It's improved those products for me.
Yeah.
But
I try and be in a kind of, I like to see the industry as inclusive instead of exclusive.
Yeah.
I'm very fortunate. I work with incredible ingredients, and our formulas are formulated we spend a lot of time looking at our formulas. We work with how the skin naturally functions. Mm-hmm. And the industry is always changing, so we are always looking to change ingredients. Often we will actually pull a product and reformulate it because of the change in the ingredients. But formulators aren't kind of scary people sitting in dungeons concocting poisons and things like that. We work with the most efficient ingredients we've been working with wound healing for a long time. The brand was created for burn victims, working with collagens, and Dr. Scholter, the founder, would work with the collagen serum because he was a surgeon, he could fix the form and not the texture and the look of the skin. So we have been able to work with very sensitized skin. So we need ingredients that the skin recognizes. There's no downtime.
Yeah.
Very, very healing for the skin, very hydrating. those kind of things are the most important for me, and they are completely safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, I mean, there's 15,000 chemicals in one rose, so I don't know the... Yeah.
There's chemicals in everything, yeah. People. Water is made of chemicals. We are made of chemicals. It's so frustrating.
And
it's
we
so
are going to have to get to a point, like you say, like sustainability-wise.
Yeah.
We don't have that luxury.
No. It's quite scary.
Yeah, definitely. Like natural ingredients. You can't go growing a whole field of roses and things.
Yeah.
Just to make one bottle of perfume.
No.
So, yeah, we do have to be getting a bit more... We have to be clever about these things.
Yeah.
And I think it's pushing science. I think that's the exciting bit. Okay, we don't have that, but how can we replicate it? We work with epigenetics, which is a new science in the industry, mm-hmm. which is incredible. And we've stolen that science, actually, from bees.
Oh, wow.
And they have epigenetic... Bees. Yeah, exactly. We're learning.
Love bees.
We're always learning. And they have an epigenetic peptide that's able to access the your genome, your motherboard of your DNA, and re-trigger elements of your DNA that have maybe been turned off. So we've stolen that kind of science, that peptide, mm-hmm. but we've made it smaller so that the skin can recognize it.
It's madness.
So we wouldn't be able to get the amazing results from royal jelly, which is the peptide that we're working with, if we weren't able to make it into a smaller molecular structure.
Oh my God. So we're all going to live together forever because of bees.
Oh, amazing.
We're all going to live
honestly, it's
until
insane.
The end of time because of bees.
Yes.
Oh man.
Those clever little bees working away.
And there's me just thinking like they're just out to get me. It's like, no, they're like trying to tell me the secrets of the universe.
Yeah,
like,
I'm so friendly come back, to them
Lindsay.
Now.
Yeah, no, I'd be like, let's plant some bee stuff in the garden. Just not go out there, but like thank them through the window. God, clever bees. See, I just want to talk about the science forever. Is there anything else in any of the products that you are especially excited about?
So, yeah, definitely our epigenetic range. So, at the moment, we have epigenetic pollution detox serum.
Mm-hmm.
And this serum you use every morning, every day. And it sends signals into your skin's DNA so we can reformat your DNA to be more protective to the environment.
Oh, wow.
So these nasty particulates that we're finding out about now that are smaller than we ever thought, we mm-hmm. do have to have a complete no on that. The skin has to be able to understand what that is and to say no to it. It's kind of
just
next generation.
No. Just say no.
Yeah. Next generation antioxidants.
Okay.
And then we also have our Epigen Pollution Rescue Mask, which is an overnight mousse.
Ooh.
It's really lovely.
Love a mousse.
I can...
Makes it feel like the 80s, and I love it.
You can... Let me put it on yours, and it will...
This is very exciting.
And then you can just massage.
Oh, my God, it's lovely.
You've got quite a lot there. So.
I want all of it. Like I'm like, put it on my arm. Put it on. Bathe me in it.
So with our epigenetic series, we're kind of looking into your main concerns of your anti-aging.
Yeah, I am literally
so
smothered in it. So I'm going to put my microphone down for a second while I smother this into my entire body.
This is great. So this is Epigenetic Pollution Rescue Mask. Is calming the effect of cortisol on the skin. So literally, everyone could bath in this one. Yeah. Cortisol is your stress hormone. So the epigenetic peptide recognizes that stress hormone and says no.
Yeah.
So it understands what to do with it and gets rid of it.
I'm just now literally smothering all over my body. It's now my back will be unstressed.
It's so nice. Your skin feels like velvet.
It smells incredible.
Yeah.
And I do. I suffer with cortisol spikes. According to my doctor. And he's like, what's going on? Yeah, I had a hormone test type thing done and it was like, but when I get stressed, obviously, stress.
This will be your best friend.
I know, like, I see the remainder on your hand and I'm like, put it on my face. Just slather it all over my face. No, that's gorgeous. And it does smell amazing. Oh my God.
Yeah, sweet.
And I like the name. I just like saying epigenetics. It really just feels like something I want to say when I'm drunk. Like, what are you using? I'm like, epigenetics. It's from a bee. It's from a bee. I've got bee on my face. That makes perfect sense. So now I've got a few quickfire questions, which aren't even really that quickfire, but we'll call it that.
Okay.
So first ever beauty product that you remember loving?
This was actually a Kirsten Florian. I think really badly, I think my sister's probably still got a bottle and it's about 10 years old.
No, I still have a bottle of the perfume I had as a teenager. You're fine.
I'll save it for the best time. No. I'll use a little bit and I'm just like, get it on my face. and it was actually a raspberry serum that worked on, I think, hydration and calming the skin, the antioxidants in the raspberry. That was my first. And that was serums is when I fell in love with skincare, actually.
It's very impressive. Most people are just like, I don't know, like a lip balm. Like, this is why you were meant for this job.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's really easily absorbing into the skin. I can do a lot with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're such a skincare nerd and I love it. and so what is your favorite beauty product of all time, QMS and non-QMS? It can be any beauty across the whole spectrum.
I can't live without QMS cleanser.
Oh.
Our milk consistency cleanser. It's our deep, gentle cleanser. I cannot live without it.
Yeah.
And the vitamins. Can I have two?
Yeah, I mean, who's going to, like, come and take you away? It's not me, is it? The monster. The monster over here going, like, pick them all.
for myself and for my clients and for... Yeah, everyone that I will always recommend, cleansing is the foundation of your skincare.
Yeah.
We don't want to start skincare on a negative, otherwise the rest of your lovely products have to do a lot more work. And what you remove from your skin is far more important than what you put in.
Yeah.
So if you're removing too much, then your skin will overcompensate and create oil, or your acidity will be imbalanced. So our daily deep gentle cleanser is a milk consistency, and you can take it over your eyes. It's your makeup remover, eye makeup remover and cleanser all in one, which I'm into. Easy.
Yeah, we like easy.
Yeah, and I just am able to gain control of the skin very quickly when I switch my clients and friends and family and onto the cleanser.
Yeah. I love the idea of you just trotting up to your friend's house and be like, look, I need control.
Oh, they get it all the time. They like hide their products from me now.
I find that people love it at the beginning. And then the second and third time you go around and go, what is this? Yeah. What did I tell you about this? This ass is too harsh for you. And then they don't like it anymore.
Yeah.
You're just not allowed in the bathroom anymore.
I just wanted to try the product.
They both saw it on Instagram and this person I know was using it. Like, they weren't using it. They were paid to tell you they were using it. But that's why I'm not invited to people's houses. And what about your favorite all-time product that's not from QMS?
Yeah, not from QMS.
Can be anything. Can be makeup or skincare or bath or perfume or anything.
Keep on going back to... Now, I don't really wear a lot of makeup. I'm really... The main reason
you shouldn't,
is
because your skin's really good. Like, don't. It would be a crime. I really want someone to say, what foundation are you wearing? And then go, oh, no, I'm not. And I'd be like, fuck off. But anyway.
I wear a mascara. I wear Dior It Lash.
Okay.
And I can't live with that one.
It's very pretty.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's very fluttery. No, I could... No, just because you've got excellent lower lashes. And that's my end game that I cannot get to.
Oh, wow.
Like one mascara that I found that I can wear on my lower lashes without getting chipmunk face.
Okay. And I learn a lot. Now, because I'm working with a lot of makeup artists and lots of people in the industry, I'm getting some really good tips. So I'm getting a bit more confident with makeup.
Yeah.
But I'm really good at taking it off. I'm just not very good at putting it on.
You can do a get unready with me video.
Yeah.
It'll be amazing. It'll be great. Speaking of your working in the industry, who is there a client that you would love to work with? Is there anyone you would love to get your hands around their chops?
It's not, to be honest, I'm more into people that I see every day, people that I'm on the tube and I think, I can really help you.
Yeah.
That's the kind of people that I really love working with. People in the industry, I've worked with a lot of people.
I don't want to be indiscreet, but I absolutely do. But who though? Was there anyone you worked with who was especially lovely that you thought, oh, I'd love to work with you again?
So many people are always just so surprising. And for me, people are people. And I'm doing something really lovely, which is really, that's the other part
of my industry. If they're assholes to you, they want a slap, basically. You're giving them a facial.
Everyone's always super, super lovely. Who have I worked with? Cher Webb is... I really like working with Cher Webb. She's a makeup artist. She's really, really lovely. She's taught me a lot.
Yeah,
some people I can't really mention.
I know. And the worst part is, guys, I'm going to make her tell me when we're off the microphones, and then I can't tell you either, and then I'm the monster. But if we see each other in real life, I'll tell you. I won't. Okay, I will stop it. I don't even make Harry tell people that she works with, and like that's mean of me. But speaking of Harry, I do have a question direct from Difficult. No, I'm Difficult Eyes. No, she's Difficult Eyes. We're both Difficult Eyes. Difficult Eyes herself. Uh-huh. Where should we put eye cream?
So eye cream, just as one tip as well, with your collagen serums, make sure you're taking them right over your eyes.
Okay.
And the exfoliator that comes in the system,
yes.
The exfoliating fluid is a mask. You take that right up to your lash, and it's the best thing for puffiness. So actually with the collagen serum and the exfoliator, for me, that's where you get such amazing results with the eye area.
Okay. Yeah.
But for your eye serums or your eye creams, then orbital bone round. So that's just kind of following your eye socket, and you can take it into the brow, like smallest amount as possible, rice grain amount between two fingers.
Yeah,
I apply with my forefinger, your lightest finger, and right the way round, but not directly underneath the lower lash on your lower lid. There's no natural drainage, so anything that's at all a bit too heavy can sit and go stagnant, and you can cause puffiness.
Okay.
So that's why I really love working with the exfoliator up to the lower lash, because it stimulates blood flow and stimulates drainage in that area.
I've been doing that.
Amazing.
I'm so proud. I'm just literally sat here going, like, I wonder if she can notice.
It does.
But it's been a hot minute, but since I used it. But that's good to know. So orbital bone and tiny amount and patting motion with the ring finger.
Yeah, perfect.
Got
right the way around. Just little pats right the way around.
Yeah.
We do have, can I say,
we have
a new Epigen.
It's Epigen. It's my favourite.
Yeah. Depuff. Eye serum, and it's going to be launching November.
Okay.
And it is insane.
You like
it? It's so good. It's a layer. Sometimes you need a bit of a layer. Through the winter, I think I might need an eye cream on top.
Yeah.
Because this is aimed at protection and depuffing, so it needs to absorb in very quickly into the skin. You don't want anything too heavy.
Yeah.
I've been using that one. I've got a tester one that I can show you in my handbag in a minute.
Yay.
And it's got a ceramic tip, so it just feels incredible going on.
I love
one
of those.
It's really cooling.
Yeah. The first time I gave my mum an eye cream, I think it had a metal tip on it, and she was like trying to get it off. She's like, there's this weird cap on it. And I'm like, no. I think we all know now that that's what that is for. It's for cooling, friends. It's a massage tool. It's great. We like it. She'll be so pleased. She'll be so pleased to have got that full information. And then just last question. I was going to say just a complete stranger. Imagine I'm my husband who's shit. And I have no idea what to do with my face. Yeah. Genuinely, legitimately was using face wash once. And he's like, what's that? And I was like, it's face wash. And he's like, what's that though? And he's 48 now. So this was like 43, 42 maybe at the time. And I had to explain it as like shower gel for your face, which was a huge concern. But that means there are more people out there who don't even know where to start. And there's such a massive quantity of skincare now. Like I say, it used to be, an aisle in Boots? And now it's 10 aisles in Boots and an entire store dedicated. So if someone's starting from nothing, what's the most basic routine you would suggest to someone starting out?
If they can see a therapist.
Yeah, okay.
I know I always keep on saying this, but I think it is a big link that's missing in the industry.
Yeah.
We've got lots of information out there on ingredients, and we can all understand what that ingredient does.
Yeah.
But how it links to your skin specifically, and therapists will look at you as a whole environment, so they will ask you about your stress levels, your water intake. They will sit and have a conversation with you, and it is so important. That's the bit that is really super missing in the industry. We need to get back in the treatment room, and it will save you actually a lot of money having something specifically prescribed for you.
yeah
And just remember that therapists really do want to make you feel good. They aren't there to sell you products. They're there to educate you and make you, they want you to feel good. But starting with, cleanser, definitely. Use it morning and night. I really love a milk consistency cleanser, or a wash away cleanser is great. Mm-hmm. Try to just not have it into that secondary lather, the foam. Mm-hmm. If it can lather, but not into a secondary foam, because as soon as it goes into that foam, then it's kind of stripping your skin of your natural oil.
Yeah.
But you can have nice rinse away cleansers as well. If you can take them over your eyes, then that's always a good sign for me that they're great for sensitive skin.
Okay.
So cleansing is awesome.
Jeff, monster.
If you can, double cleanse in the evening. Even if you're not wearing makeup, first cleanse removes the day. Second cleanse, like I live in London.
Yeah.
Or you live in LA.
Yeah.
These are not
scrubby.
Clean areas.
No.
Let's get a little bit deeper into a pore. That second cleanse, you will feel a bit of stimulation as well in that second cleanse. And then exfoliation. No scrubs. TLC got it right. No scrubs. You can have, again, there's different kinds of exfoliating, but this is really important because when you have dead skin cells on the surface of your skin, they kind of lift away a little bit and they just create lovely little pathways for pollution and particulates to penetrate into the lower levels of the skin. And this causes, we do not want them. This causes inflammation, pigmentation, premature aging, dehydration. Mm-hmm. This is a big step in your routine. So exfoliate, if you can, kind of 3 times a week is really good. I work with AHAs. I work with a blend of AHAs.
Yep. You love a polyhydroxy acid.
I do love a polyhydroxy acid.
That's what I know about you.
They're coming. They're coming. At the moment, we've got glycolics, lactics, tartics. And then if we can get a serum in, if he can get a serum on, and SPF, that will be amazing. Serums are where you are going to see more progression with the skin. Moisturizers are, again, we're protecting from the environment, and they help with your lipid structure, so that really lovely fatty layer of our skin that gives us the glow. Actually, is your lucidium, is where you have lots of fluid, and that's where we keep our hydration. Is that too long?
No, I'm like, just keep going. I do feel like I just asked you to talk dirty. I'm just like, just tell me more about my lipid structure. But I will stop. No, that was fabulous and incredibly helpful, and hopefully answered Harry's question, because I'm just delighted. I feel really bad. I'm just staring at you. You're like, say more things about my lipid structure and my glow. But that was super helpful. So is there anything else you would like to tell us about QMS, or anything you've got coming up, or anything that you're particularly excited about?
We've got some great Christmas boxes.
Oh, we love that.
These are quite a good way for you to have a good... They've got a really great saving on them.
Oh, amazing.
So let me just have a look.
No, and also they're very attractive boxes.
They're really lovely.
I love a teal.
There's one with like cleanse and tone and our tinted day cream.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can try the night collagen and the exfoliators in another box as well.
Oh, amazing. Love a saving at Christmas.
Yeah, and they are a great way of trying the brand. And having a play.
Amazing. And where can our listeners find QMS?
Liberty in London.
Perfect.
Globally, we're not quite in America.
Yeah.
But we have an online. We're in a lot of places in Germany, Netherlands. We're in Mandarin Oriental Bangkok.
Nice. I mean, who's not popping over to the Mandarin Oriental Bangkok morning, noon, and night? No, I love it. But online is where most people will be able to find information and product.
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent. And we'll put all that information in the show notes so everyone can see.
Perfect.
We will also put your social media information so people can now hassle you and ask you many questions. They should do with their face.
Honestly, yeah. Anytime.
But thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And off mic, you can tell me that it is in fact witchcraft and which celebrities' faces you've done. But anyway, thank you so much, Rowan Hall Farice.
Thank you.
It's time.
Oh, happy time.
Are you ready?
Highlight of the week.
Oh, it's been too long.
Beautiful. Anderson's like,
it's been
hasn't.
Too long.
No, it hasn't. He's still trying to eat a chicken that doesn't exist. So my highlight of the week is, so I couldn't decide. There's a new-ish brand called Clay Cosmetics. C-L-E for people who are wondering how to spell clay, because it's not C-L-A-Y, it's C-L-E. And it's really, 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 really lovely. And they've just brought out a new product, which is what made me think of it, which is the Melting Lip Powder. Now, I've got shade Nude Blush. It is a lip powder that transforms from a pigment into a cream with a matte finish.
Ooh,
it's witchcraft. Now, you know that's all my favourite products are witchcraft.
We love that.
It's in a really pretty, just basic, it looks like a basic lip gloss tube, but it's powder. You have to be a little bit careful taking it out or the powder can get around a little bit. And then you just swipe it on and it turns into a cream. It turns into like water.
Wow.
I'm going to make you do it on your hand because it's like mental. And I would make you do it on your gob. But you might not want to because you might not want the shade on you. But not only does it turn from powder to cream, it's like cold. It feels cold and wet.
It's like cooling thing.
It feels like really refreshing.
Ooh.
And it feels so nice on the lips. So when you first put it on, it feels really, really creamy.
I love the colour as well.
It's so pretty. This is new blush, which is really, really, really wearable. And I think for a lot of skin tones will be a winner. But it just feels really nice on.
Yeah.
And I feel so like a lot of times when something's like an innovative formula, like a powder to a cream, it's like gimmicky.
Yes. Just for the sake of being that rather than actually being nice.
It's a powder in the tube. Wow, you can see it's just like fully powder.
It's like a pigment. Yeah.
And then it just totally dries down to a creamy matte. I've been wearing it quite a lot. It's really pretty, really easy. A couple of other things I've tried from Clay. There's an Essence Moonlighter Cushion, which is like a highlight in an essence cushion. We love a cushion. Ooh, we love an essence. Cushion. But it's just such a pretty finish. It's just like, it's very much the sheen. And it's like a wet look sheen.
Ooh, nice. I like that.
It just lasts and it's really pretty. I love that. If I'm doing very simple makeup, I will quite often use that. It comes with a little sponge in it, but I don't use that. I just use a flat top brush. And then the other thing that I really, really have loved from them is... it's a face wash. Ooh. It's an oxygen, which normally I'm like not a big face wash person.
Yes.
But it's an oxygen foam cleanser. And it feels like, I don't know if anyone here, you, ever used
<That's me>.
The Bliss Triple Oxygen Foamy
Mask. I haven't. No, I never actually tried many of the Bliss products, I don't think.
So it was like a massive cult product about 10 years ago because the Bliss Triple Oxygen Facial remains one of the greatest facials. Cats have gone mad. Genuinely, I believe, is one of the main, the best mainstream facials that you can go and get from like a chain salon. I love the Bliss Triple Oxygen Facial. It was always like my go-to when I lived in New York. Like my go-to was I was getting facials all the time. But it was like my absolute beloved treat. Like I love it. My face always looked amazing. They turned that into a mask that you could use at home and it's like, you put the mask on and it foams up on your face and the foaming action, like it literally like bubbles up. It's like, it's really funny to put it on a boy and then have them freak out. And it's really tickly, but it obviously like penetrates deeper because it's active on your skin and it helps all the oxygen and the goodness, the hydration stuff penetrate further in. So the oxygen foam cleanser from Clay, which is $28, which is a pretty reasonable price, does just that. It's the same thing, but it's in a cleanser. You can also leave it on a little bit longer and use it as a mask. But it's really, really lovely. It's fragrance-free. It has got some oils in and some essential oils. So if you're not into that, but if that doesn't bother you, they smell beautiful.
Oh, amazing.
And it's not super, super active.
So it's not too harsh.
It's not like got acids in it or anything like that. It's going to strip your skin and it's not foaming in a way that it dries out your skin. It's foaming in a way that it is creating a reason for it to do it, you know? And also you can just remove it before it foams. You can either apply it and then wipe it straight off with a warm cloth once you've massaged it in, or you can leave it on and let it foam and use it as a mask, which I really, really love that it has two options in one product.
We like that. We like a multi-purpose.
Yes, which is really just, I mean, one good product from a new brand, and I'm like, oh, okay, but like a bunch of good products from a new
brand. Yeah, you're interested.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
I'm listening. You got my attention. Clay Cosmetics. Mm. I'm listening. We'll put their details, obviously, in the notes, but it's Clay, C-L-E, cosmetics.com. www.ikeaprodcast.com.
We like one to
check
watch.
It out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so for me, it's a product that I have used on and off, but I've really fallen back in love with, and it's the CoverFX Cream Compact Foundation.
Ooh.
Now, I have to say, I'm not a go-to. My go-tos aren't usually compact foundation unless it's like a cushion on myself. The cream compact foundation I wanted to mention because, first of all, CoverFX has a fantastic shade range. They're very good at pinpointing undertones. Yeah. They really cater to a wide range of skin tones. I believe they're cruelty-free and vegan. So, again, they're ticking a lot of boxes before we've even started. And I will say I had a client recently with rosacea. And I think when you have someone that has maybe acne or rosacea, or any kind of redness in certain areas, this is great to go over with as your coverage. So if you really like using, one thing I get asked a lot is how do I cover a redness, etc., without kind of making it look like I'm wearing loads of makeup. And I feel like the reason this is so good is because you can literally just pinpoint, but you can actually use it with quite a large brush. So I really like to use it with something like a flat top kabuki and literally just kind of like push it in and like roll it into the skin in a motion that you're not really like buffing or blending too much. You're kind of pushing it in just very softly, and it covers so beautifully, so flawlessly. And the reason I love it is because I feel like it still gives you more like that dewy finish. I feel like sometimes going more full coverage tends to mean just very matte if you want it very long lasting, but this is incredibly long lasting and it's hydrating and dewy. So yeah, that gives a massive highlight of the week for me.
We loves it.
Yeah.
What do you think, Bell? Do you have a highlight of the week?
Chicken.
Yes, that's a highlight of chicken. Every fucking day. These cats, mad for chicken.
So is Pad, though. Chicken. Pad loves chicken. He
dogs
shakes.
And cats. We finally found the unifying factor. It's rotisserie chicken.
That's it. Solves all life's great mysteries.
I do love a rotisserie chicken.
I do too.
Rotisserie chicken and Christmas.
Oh, and winning
makeup
combo.
As well, but like, you know.
And planners.
And planners.
I'm mince pies right now.
Oh, mince pies.
Oh, staring at me.
Yeah, with that. I'm going to eat a mince pie.
Let's go eat a mince pie, Lindsay.
But thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much to everyone who supports us on Patreon. There's a new episode for you right this very second. You can go and listen to it. It's about our skincare routines.
We love.
Yeah, we stan. We stan a skincare queen. Sorry, I've got to stop doing that. I don't know where it came from. I watch too much internet. and so thank you. Yes, if you are following us and subscribing to us on Patreon,
thank you guys. We
appreciate you. If you are a member of the Full Coverage Podcast Beauty Banter group on Facebook, you're the greatest. Our December Advent Challenge is coming soon.
Ooh.
The Advent calendar is made. It's dropping this weekend.
This is exciting. Mothers.
Very exciting. Yes. We've also contacted the winner of our 3,000 member prize giveaway.
Congrats.
Sent them a message. We're waiting for them to reply to us. I'm not sure what the limit is on them not replying. And then we might have to draw another one. But that is happening. So check your messages. In case you don't check your messages, or in case we went in spam, but like check your messages and let us know if it was you. So we'd like to send you your
goodies.
Very exciting goodie bag.
Yes.
And shout out to Cheryl, who is a Patreon member who won last month's Patreon giveaway.
Oh,
and I
congrats,
saw her in
Cheryl.
London
oh,
at
winning.
My book event, which was very exciting.
That's brilliant.
It was very exciting. We laughed at the irony of me having to get out my aunt's car to take the goodie bag to the post office and drop it off when I literally saw her with my own eyes three days later. Loved it, Cheryl. Loved it. And I really liked going into that post office because I bought some blackjacks.
Oh, I love those. So fruit salads and blackjacks.
Good. Yeah, it was amazing.
Amazing.
I've got some fruit salads.
Oh,
I've just remembered. I think I've got some in my
get
bag.
Get them out.
We always try and do the wrap up in a really professional manner.
I know,
it never
works. Like I said, unprofessional beauty junkie, and I'm like kind of professional makeup artist.
It is what it is. But we're here for you. We're here for Christmas. And we're looking forward to our next episode when we can go full December madness.
Until then.
Bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.